We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we got a new total on the tote board, which is always good news. We are now up over $1.6 million, thanks to what you've given so far this morning. So that's we've been here for about an hour and 15 minutes, and looks like we're up over $100,000 that you've given in the very first hour. So.
And Barry Boston, 1617023.
Yes. So $1,617,023. Please call 877-738-1234 to give, or you can text K-Cancer to 20222. And I can't thank you enough for what you did yesterday. We are ahead of where we were last year at this time, so that's great news, but we got to keep it going all day. And we are joined right now by Dana and David Reardon. Are you Dana's doctor?
Yes, I am.
And Dana, how are you? Thanks for being here this morning.
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
We really appreciate you coming and sharing your story. And you've been dealing with this for a while. I was reading about your story. Tell us a little bit about your first diagnosis.
So my first diagnosis was back in 2011. I had just graduated college, and I had started a new job in a security position. And so luckily enough, I was training with an EMT. And lo and behold, one day I just had a seizure randomly during my training period. So I was in good hands with my EMT. I was rushed to a local hospital. They performed emergency surgery. And from there on, I got a second opinion at Dana-Farber, and I never looked back.
What has it been about Dana-Farber for you that separates them from anywhere else in the world?
The sense of community, the amount of care that they put in their patients. You know, like, everybody has a smile on their face always. They always try to take care of you. Like, if I need anything at any time, everybody is more than welcome to help. You know, I can contact my doctor, and he'll answer right away. Nurses, and you really get to have these precious relationships with everybody there. You know, like the MRI techs, you know, or the phlebotomists, like the nurses. Like, I'll walk into an MRI that I haven't had in a while, and the MRI tech was like, "Hey, how have you been? I haven't seen you." And I'm like, "I remember you too." You know, like, it's just like, yeah, it's so, yeah, daunting. It's, yeah, awesome.
Well, I think that's a really, during doing this every year for 2 days, one of the most extraordinary things, doctor, is the relationship that we get to hear about between doctor and patient. Where, you know, we're on the radio, so maybe we sort of have that kind of relationship with Derek the Steelers fan, some of our regular callers.
Yep.
But it seems to us from the outside that's a really important thing that you guys work on, is that intimate relationship between doctor and patient.
Yeah, no, that's, I think, a very important aspect of the care at Dana-Farber, and we're very fortunate to have teams of individuals working together. So I certainly can't do this job alone. We have wonderful nurses, remarkable mid-level providers, you know, even our administrative staff, our schedulers. You know, everybody goes the extra effort to do everything they can to try to make things as smooth as possible and user-friendly for our patients and families. And we do get to have a very intimate and close relationship over time, working through the ups and downs and issues of dealing with a cancer diagnosis and the treatments and complications. And then for patients like Dana, who are doing great and not having any recurrence of the tumor, helping them stay well and continuing to do well and go on with their life.
Being in this fight every day, as you have been, how's it going? Like, your experience, I'm sure, has changed when it comes to the when you started in this. Is progress being made?
This is a remarkable time, and it's so exciting right now. The emergence of immunotherapy, tapping into the potential of our body's natural defenses, the immune system, to attack cancer, and a lot of it being spearheaded and led by my colleagues, talented colleagues and dedicated colleagues at the Dana-Farber, to make these treatments and these options for patients realistic and in many ways replacing what we've relied on historically over the years. So we now have immunotherapy treatments for patients instead of chemotherapy or radiation for at least some diagnoses. So it's been remarkable and a very exciting time to see this transformation in our field going forward.
And Dr. Reardon, so I attempted this yesterday, but I am about as far from a doctor as one could possibly be. What does this money today do to enhance the ability of the great team at the Dana-Farber to find those immunotherapy treatments to help get people closer to either a longer or more tolerable life?
So the money that's raised here is critical to that work. The research that's being done, there's just not enough dollars coming from other sources. We rely on philanthropy. We have laboratory efforts that are helping to develop new drugs and new treatments. And those are, it's a lot of hard work. It takes a team of people. The philanthropy is critical to what makes that happen. And the research advances and the knowledge that we gain from that work then immediately transitions into the clinic for patients. So our lab work moves directly into new therapies for patients. And the money that's raised today makes that happen, and it makes it happen quickly. If this money wasn't here, it would take much longer, and we wouldn't make the strides of progress that we're able to make.
How close do you think a cure for cancer is?
Well, we have some cancers now that were considered incurable. Metastatic melanoma, for example. Brain cancer, not yet, but we're going to get there. But metastatic melanoma, a great example. Unfortunately, lost my mother-in-law to that disease. She had some back pain. She went to see a doctor, had a chest x-ray, and was diagnosed with metastatic melanoma and died within 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Immunotherapy treatments came along a few years later, and now we are curing 10-year survivors with no evidence of any disease. It's 20-30%, but going from zero to that is a huge step.
Yeah.
So there are cures that are happening, and we're working hard to get more and more of them, and we'll get there.
And Dana, for you, you brought up the fact that you could talk to your doctor or nurses at any point during your diagnosis and during your treatment. How important was that for you? Because there are some times with the portals now and technology that you're getting results, but you're not necessarily talking to somebody immediately. The fact that Dana-Farber provided that for you must have been reassuring and comforting.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those moments that you had when you have anxiety, you know, and you just need to reach out and get some, you know, affirmations or confirm things that, you know, are going through your head. Like, it's incredible, just, like, very soothing, you know. And also recently, Dana-Farber implemented the peer-to-peer program for, you know, brain tumor survivors. And so it's, like, us long-timers and people who are newly diagnosed. So, like, we match together, we bounce things off each other, and we can just have an open line of communication and, like, hey, did you experience this? What are your thoughts on this? Like, what can we do about this? And just so all the communication that they brought up with that support group and within the doctors and the nurses, it's just bar none.
Well, thanks for sharing your story. Doctor, thanks for being here. I know you're a Red Sox fan. Are they still in it?
I'm eternally hopeful. I hope so. They've got one last run in them. Let's hope so.
Oh, one last run. I mean, they better get to – when are they going to get to that last run? Is that the next series, right? Is that when that's going to happen? Yeah.
Yeah. All hopefully right. It'll start this afternoon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
If you would like to give, you got to call 877-738-1234. You can also go to jimmyfund.org. And make an online donation. Over $1.6 million has been donated by you guys so far. This event, in its history, the last 20 years, Has raised over $65 million, which is extraordinary. And we should be, you know, up at, if everything goes as we hope it does, up to $68, $69 million by the end of today.
So. It's so wild to hear a doctor talk about, you know, incurable cancers in the past that now have this new form of treatment. I have a family member who did immunotherapy and is on the other side of it now. And to know that just a few years ago that wouldn't necessarily be the case, it's so important that we have the funds, that this continues to grow and continues to progress, so that, you know, to hear, you know, brain cancer, we're going to get there at one point.
Yeah.
We're determined to make the current incurable cancers not the case in a few years. It's just, it's unbelievable work that these doctors, these nurses, everybody that works at Dana-Farber does. And if that doesn't sell you on picking up the phone, calling, or texting in right now, I don't know what can, because to listen to Dana's fight and all the doctors that work so hard, it's unbelievable.
Well, and it's like, what a better investment could you make? Mm-hmm. If this is impacting your family, obviously you're incentivized to donate, but the money you give now will enable, whenever the diagnosis hits someone you love, unfortunately, in the next 5 to 10 years, the head start will be that much greater towards either a treatment that makes it curable or a treatment that helps sustain life longer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.